Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Engage intro voice. Mirthers of all hues, welcome to another episode of Mirths and Monsters, your inside look at the real stories behind the myths, but in a fun way, not in a Real Housewives of Insert City Here kind of way. The only thing catty about this show is,
it's me, Beauty Mirthers!
On with the pod.
On with the pod.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to another episode of Mirths and Monsters. I hope you're all happier than pigs in space. When does an homage to the Muppets become outright theft? My lawyer was asking. Anyway, myself and the furry crew have an interesting subject for you this week. Now, normally, we cover the cryptids who are seen as vicious and terrifying or evil and proper scoundrels. Well, in this episode, we have a creature who is basically the opposite of all those things. This episode, we're going to tell you all about the squonk. No, you heard me correctly. There isn't an issue with your audio playing device. I said, squonk. That is the name given to this most morose of characters. However, I'm getting ahead of myself. What do we do when we need to learn about a brand new kind of cryptid? We put on our hats and do the learning dance as we learn about this cryptid. And my learning hat is right here. No, seriously. Red tried hiding it from me in the greenhouse. It's where we grow our custom sandwiches. But I found it. Now, for the hat putting on section of the show. Here we go.
Gryffindor!
Ray! You made me jump. Ray popped out from behind one of the bookcases.
Well done, puny mortal. You outcatted me, but I will be victorious the next time. Wah-ha-ha, etc.
Wah-ha-ha, etc.
I'm sleepy, puny mortal.
Okay, wee one. You have a lay down. I'll tell the Mirthers about the squonk, and then we'll go on our trip. How does that sound? Good answer. Mirthers, have you all got your hats on? You have? Excellent work. Let's get learning. Okay, let's get this first part out of the way. There is no easy way to say this, but the squonk is from Pennsylvania. I know, I'm as disappointed as you are. I'm kidding. That was all for the Murthers in Pennsylvania. You know I love yous. No, the thing about the squonk, its determining trait is that it is considered, how does one say this politely, less than attractive. Maybe wouldn't be picked first at the high school dance. An absolute minger. Yeah, unfortunately, it is the case that the squonk is known for being the ugliest of all the cryptids. Let me paint you a happy little picture of what your everyday squonk looks like. The most common physical attributes of the squonk are loose-fitting skin all over its misshapen body. Think of when you were, or are, a kid, put on one of your parents' jackets or big coats. That kind of vibe. It's also covered in warts and moles all over this flappy skin. It's got webbed feet, which doesn't sound so bad, but only on its left-hand side. Its eyes are roomy. Not roomy as in they could be filled with a lot of stuff. Roomy as in old-looking and watery. That's the heartbreaking thing about the squonk, you see. It finds itself so disgusting that it just constantly cries and cries and cries. Yeah, this poor wee thing can't abide looking at itself for fear it would throw up in its own face from disgust. And hunters find it incredibly easy to track down. They simply follow the path of tears that Squonky leaves behind in its sad wake. When they catch the old warty sad sack, it dissolves into a puddle of tears. I don't mean it cries even more. I mean the entire squonk just dissolves away to a pile of wet ickiness. Mind you, that is quite the defence against being caught. What hunter would want to keep a bag of tears? But oh my giddy aunt, it's the saddest thing you've ever heard. To lighten the mood, let's talk a little history. Where does El Squonko begin their journey? Well, we need to go back to the late 19th century in the hemlock woods of northern Pennsylvania. Back in this time, Pennsylvania was thriving with all the logging. Sawmills and lumberyards were all over the place. Trees were being sawed and lumbed at a vast rate. There is a book written in 1939 called Fearsome Critters that states that squonks initially lived in deserts before moving to swamps before finally settling into the tree-strewn woods of Pennsylvania. I'm guessing the esteem of the squonks was so low, it just wanted to find a landscape that would be least visible to anyone or anything. Here's the slightly frustrating thing. There isn't a huge amount out there about Squonky McSquonkerson. There's no handwritten tales of the adventures of Squonkman, just rumours about this hideous beast that flolloped around Hemlock Woods in northern Penn. The first written accounts didn't come until 1910 when a book was published and it was called Fearsome Creatures of the Lumberwoods with a Few Desert and Mountain Beasts, and was written by William T. Cox. Still available today, go check it out. I won't go through too much, but let me read just a couple of sections to sum up the, let's say, the essence of the squonk. The, as the French would say, the je ne sais quoi. Quote, "The squonk is always unhappy, even morbid. He is given to constant weeping over his really upsetting appearance and can sometimes be tracked by his tear-stained trail. Moonlight nights are best for squonk hunts, for then the animal prefers to lie quiet in its hemlock home, fearing, should it venture forth, that it may catch a glimpse of itself in some moonlit pool." End close quotes. Poor Squonky. But I think you get the idea. Now, we Murthers know that beauty is one of the most subjective things out there. Very much in the eye of the beholder. It makes no difference to us what a person, an animal, a cryptid, a plant, a flower, or even a Scotsman looks like. I'm going to share two quotes with you. The first is from my favourite artist, Vincent van Gogh. I believe his name is pronounced Vincent van Gogh, but let's go with Vincent van Gogh. He said, quote, "If you truly love nature, you will find beauty anywhere," end quote. And the second quote is from Dorothy Parker, who was a writer, a satirist, a poet, a critic, a wit, who said, quote, "Beauty is only skin deep, but ugly goes clean to the bone," end quote. Point is, beauty is all around us, and it comes in many, many forms. So with that said, what say we take a journey to the Hemlock Woods of Pennsylvania in the early 1900s and see if we can maybe have a chat with a squonk? Better pack some tissues. Okay, Marthers, it's that time travel time again. The data? You say data, I say tomato. The destination numbers have been put into the computer. The tissues are packed. Finn and Ray are in their sidecars, helmets and seatbelts secured. Emergency sandwiches are in the back. Bobby and Castiel are actually helping Jamie with her project. It's taking some time, but this is big and needs time to be tooked. Marthers, let's go meet a squonk. Here we go! We've arrived. The time is 1909, so just after 7 p.m. Couldn't help myself. The year is 1909, and we have arrived in the Hemlock Woods. As always, make sure that the crypto cycle is stored away under its camouflage. Then myself, the wee man, and Ray start to make our way through the woods to try and make contact with the being that is the squonk. As we mentioned before, the difficulty to find a squonk has been said to be low. Follow the tear-strewn path and wallop, squonk. So, that's our plan, but with some added future technology. See, tears are made up of a few different things. Water, bicarbonate, chloride, potassium, and over 1,500 different proteins. I won't name them all. What we did, and by we, I mean Jamie and our genius, with the aid of Bobby and Castiel, was make a scanning device that would pick up the track of this combination of things, and that would hopefully lead us to the squonk nest. Nest? Let's go with nest. It probably isn't a condo. Finn, could you grab the device from my backpack, wee man? Cheers, fella. Okay. I don't think we're going to need the Tear Tracker 2000 after all, dude. The sound is unmistakably crying. And unless we're about to be lured in by a big bad wolf in a stolen red hoodie, I'd say it was safe to assume that the crying was going to take us to a squonk. Finn, you stay by me, wee man. And would you be good enough to let Ray sit on your back? He nods his head, and then Ray climbs down from my shoulder to get settled on his back. She nuzzles his ruff as a thank you. She's not all bad. All right, you two, let's just stroll on through, friendly faces on. We walk towards the sad sound. The weeping made me feel incredibly sad for whoever was on the end of those leaky eyes. We push our way through some branches. While these woods aren't nearly as flourishing as they were in the 1800s, they're still pretty chock-a-block with trees. Ray hangs on tight to Finn as he powers his way through. And my arms manage to push aside branches, and more importantly, I manage to not let them swing back and smack me in the... Never mind.
Puny mortal. Oh.
I look down at Ray. Her call of surprise shakes me out of my freshly smacked in the face feeling. Both her and Finn are staring at something just ahead. I follow their gaze and yep, there it is. The source of the heavy tears. The squonk stares at us. It sat on its hindquarters in front of a tree. Its eyes are indeed wet with tears. They're cascading down like waterfalls. The skin, the loose, floppy skin, shakes with each crying convulsion. I nudge Finn and Ray onwards. Best behaviour, you two. We walk slowly towards this almost literal sad sack. Hello, my friend. I'm CK, and these are my companions.
Finn and Ray? It is them. Well, come in, come in. Why are you gawking like that? Come on, follow me.
With this, the squonk turns round, toot sweet, and dives headfirst into a hole at the bottom of the tree it was just sat against. What is going on? Before I can say anything, Finn takes off. Ray holds on, but her body's stretched out like a well-starched flag. Okay then. I guess we're going in. Let me just squeeze in here. Oh boy. Join me in the next episode as we bring you the conclusion of this wonk. Oh boy, I really should be cutting down on those sandwiches. Till next time. Oh, breathe in. Slantcha, my friends. Your good health.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.